Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm Tim Streifler and my co-host David Blackman is actually out sick, so the next couple episodes is just going to be me here. And today's episode, episode 431, we're going to talk about how to add dark mode to your WordPress website. Now, dark mode is something that has become pretty popular in different software apps. For example, Apple just released their dark mode in the latest update. What is the update? Is it High Sierra? Mojave. So macOS Mojave includes dark mode. I turned it on. Took a little bit for me to get used to it. I'd say a solid week. Because everything, instead of being light, is dark. And so the typical grays that you see in the operating system are all a dark charcoal, almost black. And the purpose behind it is it's easier on your eyes. When you're someone that stares at the computer pretty much all day, you see a lot of strain on your eyes. And we actually talked about this in a previous episode, a tool called Iris. So episode 419, titled "Your Constant Screen Time is Destroying Your Eyes." This will help. We talk about Iris, which is a cool tool that will take out the excess blue light out of your screen. And it's way easier on your eyes. And so it doesn't strain them as much. And so dark mode is something else that helps a lot when you're not seeing all the white, bright light coming from your monitor. It can be easier on your eyes. And so dark mode is great on macOS. It is great with different apps that you can turn it on. And this plugin here that we have linked in the show notes will allow you to turn it on for your WordPress website. So a lot of the different screens that are by default dark gray will be dark instead. And then you can pair it with any of the built-in admin color schemes. And it looks pretty great. So dark mode is awesome. Definitely recommend checking it out if you are someone that spends a lot of time in your WordPress admin area, which most people that are building sites or running a site is going to spend a lot of time there. And so anything you can do to make it easier on your eyes will help the short term and the long term as well. So definitely recommend checking that out. So tomorrow we have another awesome WordPress topic for you. We're going to be talking about e-commerce, whether you should use coupon codes or a site-wide price change during a sale. And there's actually a little bit of marketing psychology in there. And so I'm going to talk about what my opinion is there. And so that'll be tomorrow's episode. Until then, we'll see you. Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.